What's up, everybody? Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guided Spirits podcast. And today, I just want to talk to you all about me thinking about renaming the podcast. And I originally picked the name Guided Spirits out of like five different names me and my friend came up with, who I'm no longer friends with, for that matter, the fact, which makes this kind of even weirder, because she was the one who actually named the podcast, and she was supposed to be the co-host. And a lot's happened since that October of 2022, when I originally made this podcast and created the idea. Now, I didn't start posting until about January of 2023. However, I did want to post sooner. It's just like I wasn't sure how to do it. And like eventually I just started recording on my old iPhone and, you know, this threw them up. And now I have a whole studio set up and everything. And I have a lot higher quality. If you go back and listen to some of my older podcasts, like before episode 60, they're pretty bad. Like the quality, at least. Even some of the language I use is pretty bad. There's been times I've been worse at speaking through the years, I should say. And times I'm better. It's all about how fast I go, what I'm thinking about, and how much is on my mind. And if I haven't recorded lately, sometimes my speaking skills lack. And they've gotten better, especially since I started doing a job that requires me to talk and be a pronounced speaker where I can actually articulate what I'm saying without saying and all the time, because no one likes to hear that. So, with all this being said, the new title or name of the podcast is going to be the Free Thinkers Podcast. I really like it. It's something that makes me say, yes, this aligns with my MO and my vision of creating free thinkers across the world. People who can think for themselves with the knowledge that's given to them. So, like, if someone tells you, like, yeah, you can be immortal if you understand how to predict the future. Okay, so I can die, but I can dodge my own death. Or I can keep myself alive if I do the right things. That's what I mean when I say that to everyone. But I want you all to think about that yourself. Like, what does that mean to you? Like, if you could see your own death, what would you do to stop it? Would you stop it, or would you just let yourself die? That's a real one for you. It's all about getting people to think. That's kind of what I've been moving towards. And I recently made a podcast on a, like, going over the ideas of higher consciousness and like making that the scope of it. And higher consciousness, it goes hand in hand with being a free thinker. When you're really conscious, sometimes you overthink. And it's not just about like thinking all the time, but you have to have a direction of your thinking. You have to be moving down a certain path. And the path is based on your morals and your values, which whatever you believe are your beliefs, be my guest. But your values and beliefs are based on knowledge that you've obtained in your life. And if you don't have the knowledge, you're not going to have the beliefs. And the idea is to make your beliefs work for you and not have beliefs that make your life harder. That's what I've been really coming to understand. And I just want to help you all form the best beliefs possible to make yourself better. Because belief is one of the most powerful vibrations in the universe. And if you use it to help yourself, you can really make anything. Like, delusioned belief of something, whatever it may be, can be really good or really bad. You can cause yourself to die, or you can cause yourself to live forever. It can be a double-edged sword that goes infinitely in both directions. And it's all about what you actually want out of your life. It's about being a free thinker and thinking for yourself and not letting other people tell you what is and what isn't. You have to tell yourself what is and what isn't. And you have to draw your own lines and you have to connect your own dots, because someone might connect two dots and then you'll say, well, what if you connected a dot before that and now it changed the entire shape, like, of everything? It's all about connecting dots, and these dots are like not like knowledge, like little like nuggets. And like when you connect the seven hermetic principles using the law of balance, you realize like everything's always looking for homeostasis. It's always looking for that balance. It's always looking to like be like at peace, at one. And simple stuff to me, but it's not to everyone else. And I want to explain it the best I can. And I want to help everyone be a thinker. I want everyone to think for themselves. I want people to think freely. I want people to feel like they have a say in their life and that someone's not controlling them. So, with all this being said, I'm going to rename the podcast. It should be up very soon. I'm just going to post this like right now. And it's April 8th, April 10th, April 9th. Jeez, that's funny. Yeah, it's April 9th right now, and I'm going to post this tonight, get the podcast name changed, and the next episodes that are coming out are all about following dreams and passions, and that I talk a little bit about my work and how things have been going, and it's just been so exciting, like starting a new job. I'll let you all hear that in these next coming podcasts. However, I just want to add a little bit. Everything I say about the dealership does not reflect any of the people there or the Tully BMW Incorporated business of itself. And everything is just me talking about my experiences, and they do not reflect any of the values or beliefs held by the company or its employees. With all that being said, this podcast is a way for me to express my First Amendment, my right to freedom of speech. And I just like to talk and teach people and to just be one with everything. And this is where I really come to shine, I feel. And it's what I love to do, and that's why I do it. So with that being said, it's going to be different when I introduce it as the Free Thinkers podcast for the next episodes after these next six. However, I wanted to get this posted and tell you all that I'm going to be changing the name. And I recorded this after I recorded all of those ones. So, you know, you'll hear me say, what's up, everybody? Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guided Spirits podcast. But after those six, it is going to be, what's up, everybody? Nate Sarantino here, back again with the Free Thinkers podcast. I think it has a good ring. It's either that or the Free Thinkers Emergence podcast after my course, the Free Thinkers Emergence program. I might do Emergence. We'll see. You'll find out when the when it changes. I'll make a new logo, and it will look great. But it's exciting times, and I'm really happy for the people who still listen. I don't have a lot of listeners, but I got enough that I'm definitely doing something right. So as it grows, and that's about it. Like, I don't go out of my way to post it online everywhere. I actually deleted all my social medias for the most part. Like, I have an Instagram with like 20 followers for my personal account, and then my business account has like probably like 800 real followers or so, something like that. Anyways, yeah, it's coming along. Life is good. The podcast is great, and I'm excited to see where this is gonna go. So, with that, my name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Free Thinkers Emergence podcast. I can fly.